producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is actually a very good idea. Welcome to my very first day at Genesis. And for you guys, I mean, you don't care about that, which is okay, which is lovely, actually. I've got same phone number, same me. Shane is my new guy, and you can hear he's great. I mean, Shane and I...
Well, I try.
No, you're doing a great job. And we met each other for the first time at about 2 hours ago.
Yeah, so that's right.
This is kind of one of those blind dates
moment.
That's worked out really well so far, so good. And thank you guys. I know bless you for considering this an important part of your technological life. And so, you know, I know we'll get the internet up for you. We'll get the podcast. Sean, are you in charge of putting up the podcast?
I will not be.
We don't
that'll
know.
Be
right.
Charles.
So,
I think that'll be
all right. So, but we're on it,
Charles,
folks.
In charge.
And we'll get. By the time we get up, you may have to wait a day. I admit, while we unpack boxes, but we'll have today's program up. We'll get everything up for you. All right. So no worries. And you're welcome to call. You know, amidst the unpacking of boxes and the where did I put that fork? I know, right? Because, you know, we're here to help you in whatever way we can, right? We're talking with Janine, who's wandered into a situation which is certainly not uncommon. Okay, here's the deal. You have a really good friend, and you get along really well with the friend, and not necessarily quite as well with friend's husband. So the deal is here... you know, that we had an issue, and I'll just bring it up to date. The issue is both Janine and her friend have kids. Janine has a four-year-old, not circumcised. For dad, Janine's friend's husband, is sort of been a little bit hostile. I think maybe a fair word. Janine, would you agree that hostile is the appropriate word here?
Mm-hmm. That's his personality.
Yeah. So, and look, my guess is if I took him aside and said, "Hey, dude, what's going on?" He'd say, "I'm just kidding." You know, why does she have no sense of humor about this? And so, but it's number one, if you've got somebody that you want to have a long-term relationship with, if it's somebody you bump into on the subway and you're never going to see again, you can just give them the smile that doesn't quite get to your eyes and the stink eye. But if it's somebody that there needs to be a long-term ongoing relationship, and if not, you may not pick him as a friend, but your friend picked him as a husband. So, you know, to kind of sweetly, gently, but firmly say, not going to work. And you only have to do it once, basically, but you're better off doing it early rather than late. And I know all of us think, well, okay, if I just pretend not to be upset, and you don't have to be upset, all you have to do is be firm, then maybe it'll go away. Well, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't. And as far as I'm concerned, everybody's allowed to ignore the first time. But by the second time, if you're doing the same thing you did the first time, it's not going to change, right? If nothing changes, nothing changes. So first time, everybody's allowed to go, right. But the second time it happens is the time to say, okay, here's, you know, let's talk about something else. You're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to mine, but it's something that makes me uncomfortable to talk about, yada, yada. So should it happen a third time, you can go back to the second time. If you don't do it on the second time, it will happen again and again. And if it's the first time you actually say something is the 15th time, you're going to run afoul because he's going to say, even though it may be disingenuous, well, why didn't you say something? So basic rule of thumb, if somebody with whom you want to have an ongoing relationship says something you view as inappropriate, offensive, whatever, first time it's okay to kind of laugh it off. Second time, you got to say something. You don't have to be ugly about it. But if you wait, it's going to get worse, I guarantee. All right, now fast forward. Janine's friend, Janine invited the family to her four-year-old's birthday party. Friend said, no, we're going apple picking. At which point, Janine basically unloaded on her friend and said, I can't believe you've done this. You know, I'm there for you. You're not there for me. And I said, nah, that, you know, that's the wrong kind of approach. At that point, all you want to say is, gee, you know, we love having you here. We've loved having you for the 3 years. Hopefully you'll be able to make it next year. Have a great time apple picking. Because anything else is going to make her feel caught in the middle. Okay, now, tell me what you wanted to tell me. I just wanted to bring everybody up to date because maybe people are just joining us. And
You're good at that.
Yeah, well, I hate for people to feel like they just walked in to a foreign movie and they don't quite speak the language. So we try to make everybody feel like they're always welcome whenever they join us. All right, so go ahead.
So during that conversation, she stormed out. It did not end on a good note.
Yeah.
She walked out of the conversation, and a couple days go by. We were supposed to have plans, actually, today. And so yesterday I sent a message just saying, like, you know, I don't really know where things are. We were supposed to have plans tomorrow. Like, what's going on? And her message back was just like, I think you're really inappropriate and really harsh. And I don't want to hang out with you tomorrow. I need time to reflect. So.
Okay. All right.
Here I am. Now I'm getting bitter is what my problem is. I don't know what the next step is or if I even want to take the next step.
All right. Well, let's deal with that one first. And if you're not sure, you can do the same thing that she's doing, which is wait it out a little bit. Now, waiting it out has got good news and bad news attached to it. Waiting it out means there's nothing you have to do immediately. The problem is that things may deteriorate because, as you know, sometimes when people start chewing stuff over, they get angrier and angrier. Sometimes when they start chewing stuff over, they sort of think, ah, well. So this is really, it's kind of a coin flip. My particular personality, which I will add to the mix because that means you can take it out, is when in doubt, if you're feeling calmer about it, it probably makes some sense to say, look, I think this one, you're my best friend. I love you dearly. You know, I think I made a mistake by not being a little bit clear earlier on, and I certainly don't want to put you in the middle between me and Henry because, you know, that's not a fair thing to do. And, you know, I probably underreacted with Henry and then overreacted with you. Listen, if you need to take some time, that's fine. If I haven't heard from you in a week or 2 weeks or whatever, I'll call you. Know that I love you. And, you know, that even really good friends find bumps in the road. So that's one option. And that would be tend to be my option. I'll tell you why. Really, two reasons. Partially because if letting things go can go either way, and when I care about somebody, I'm not really willing to do a coin flip. If somebody's really important to me, I want to do something. Second of all, to be very painfully honest with you, I hate having things on my plate. You know, I really do. You know, that list of to-do things. And saying, you know, sooner or later I've got to call Janine and sort of sort this out drives me nuts. So I'd much rather it be back in someone else's court. So my tendency is not to let things go unless I'm so angry that I know I'm going to make things worse. But if I'm in a comfortable enough place that I can say, you know what, it was a tough week for me. You know, I think some of this had to do with the fact that I'm a little defensive about the circumcision issue. Part of it is that, I never know when Henry's kidding or not, but be careful. You don't want to appear as attacking Henry. And I guess what I was feeling is that I wanted you to be on my side, not Henry's, which of course is completely unrealistic. He's your husband, and I would defend my husband to the death, even when he's being a jerk. Be careful about saying that because this implies Henry's being a jerk. But you're my friend, and if there's something I can do other than saying I apologize for making either of you feel uncomfortable, know that happy apple picking. I'll miss you greatly, but know that you're my friend, and you know that I, you know, if you haven't called me in a couple of weeks, I'll call you. That makes sense?
Makes sense, but I think I'm in that hurt stage, you know?
Well, like, then I'd wait it out a little bit, because if you're in the hurt stage, you don't want to make things any worse.
Right.
All right, so, and look, understand, let's reverse the roles for a minute, because that's the best single rule of thumb I have for you. If your husband had said something to her, she'd said something to your husband, and he comes and says, you know, your friend's a real jerk. What you're probably going to say is, no, she isn't. This is just, and then if she invited you to something and he says, look, I really don't want to do this, I don't want to do it, you'd very likely go along with him. So I'll put you back on hold for just a minute. You can think about if there's anything else you want to add. We'll finish up with Janine, then we've got Jim coming up, and we have room for you as well, folks. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, that's what we do. We call 855-99-37569. All right, Janine, my dear, I didn't want to just, we need to take a break there. I just want to make sure that we're, whoops, did I just hang up on somebody? I hope I didn't.
No, I'm here. Hi.
Okay, good. All right, so are we okay on this?
Yeah, I really want a healthy perspective on things. I want to be coming from a place where I can sleep at the end of the day. Whatever the outcome is, I want to come from a place of love with an open heart. I don't want to come from
tell me what this issue is.
Place.
Okay, because it sounds to me that we've got a bunch of issues. One is you've got a best friend who's got a husband with whom you don't get along very well, and that's not unusual. And the reason it's not unusual is that he may feel, I mean, she may say things like, and as women, we've all done this. First of all, one of the things we do as women is we complain about our husbands to our best friend. Never a very good idea, but we all do it. And so then our women friends are not very predisposed to our guys because we say, well, I can't believe he forgot my birthday, or, you know, that he said I was fat, or that my butt looked big in those pants. So we all do it. Bad idea. If you're going to complain to somebody that either doesn't know your husband, or write it down in a book, or complain to somebody that already hates your husband and is never going to have anything to do with him. Don't do it to your best friend if you want her to like him, because she won't. That's number one. So that's your issue. And all of us do it. Number two, mostly our guys know that we do this. And so they have the sense that our best friend know things about our relationship, especially our sex life, that they would just assume nobody knew. So they're predisposed to be kind of hostile toward us. Third of all, there's sometimes some kind of sexual tension between our best friends and our guys because we spend a lot of time together, and so we need, and that's not a bad thing necessarily. It's just something to be aware of and to be a little careful about. Number four, though, it sounds to me that part of what you got going on here is a bit of defensiveness about that whole issue of circumcision. And that's not their issue. That's yours. And you need to look at that. Do you know why you decided, and maybe one of the, why did you decide to not have your son circumcised?
Because the doctor said it wasn't medically necessary.
Okay.
So we followed the doctor's orders, you know.
Well, that wasn't the doctor's orders. That was the doctor's suggestion.
Direction, yeah. No, but we feel confident. We did a lot of research, and
because
I have no regrets about it.
Well, but it sounds to me you are a little defensive about it, because if somebody said, wow, you're really letting his hair grow, he looks like a girl, you probably would laugh it off. Or, wow, you know, he had such beautiful curls, I can't believe you gave him a buzz cut. What's he got, lice or something? I mean, very likely that you're going to be a lot less defensive about that than this issue. So part of that, kiddo, is you just being aware that in a society where, and I don't know in your particular community or your particular state or whatever what the statistics are, but I think in America the statistics are like 90% of American males, and I don't know what it is for Canada, are circumcised. So, and it's one of those things that goes through various kind of ebbs and flows about whether it's considered okay or not okay and yada yada. But just be aware that it's certainly your decision. At this moment, at some point, it probably is your son's, but not for a fairly long time. But it is, to a certain extent, going against the social norm. I'm not trying to convince you to do it or not do it. I'm just saying you need to be aware of that and not become overly defensive about it and just understand what your own thinking is. So someone can't, like you hear all the time on this program, somebody can't push a button that you don't have. So you need to make sure you don't have that button. And with respect to your friend, again, just sort it out. If somehow your husband had gotten in a beef with her and she said, you want to come apple picking with us, you'd say, you know, it's my kid's birthday party. And she might say, well, then why didn't you propose another date? I can't believe you did. So the friendships are like any other intense relationships. They hit speed bumps sometime. And what you need to decide is how important this relationship is to you and what you're willing to do to kind of make things okay. But
right.
And what I'm saying to you, just between the two of us, is that you are not without some responsibility in this. That, and again, not to dump on you, but to make it easier for you to process this as opposed to feel like, I can't believe these jerks. Because you probably should have, number one, that you've got that button about circumcision. I know that sounds kind of odd, doesn't it? You've got that circumcision button on you. Doesn't sound nice at all, but you do, all right? Number two, that you probably should have been clearer with Henry. He's now become Henry earlier on. So you let it go too long. And number three, you overreacted to your friend in that she wasn't doing anything to hurt you. She felt caught at very worst between a rock and a hard place, between you and her husband. And that happens. And what we do is we cut people slack. We don't make them feel worse about their decision because, if nothing else, it doesn't buy us anything. I mean, it's not like it got you anything that she's going to say, you're right, I married a jerk, let's be friends forever. And you don't want that either. So, and also that sort of subtext issue as women, that we need to be careful that we're not undermining our friends' marriages. And one of the things to say is, so when she comes, if she comes to you and says, you know, I can't believe Henry's such a jerk, you know, he didn't put the seat down on the toilet, and, you know, he gave me a broom for my birthday, what you can say is, darling, if you want me to like Henry, don't tell me awful stuff about him. Because when you're happy with him, I don't hear from you. And when you're unhappy, I hear from him. And, of course, I'm your friend, so I want to go and sort of read him the riot act. That doesn't do us any good. So maybe what we should do is practice saying nice things about our spouses and find something, you know, have a nasty book where we write down all the things we don't like and then we burn it or flush it or bury it or something it. Because, I mean, so what I'm giving you is a context, Janine, to figure out your own anger. And if this is an important relationship, to not jettison it. Okay? Because a 15-year-old friendship is hard to replicate.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you. You really helped me get to the root of things.
Okay, good. All righty?
Thank you very much, Dr. Joy.
You're most welcome. My pleasure. 855-99, Dr. Joy. Shane. So last week, my producer's name was Sean. It's not easy going from a Sean to a Shane.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah. It's a Shane. Yeah, that was wrong. It was nice. Very wrong on my part.
Dr. Shane, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of Shane. All right, so here we go. You had something that you wanted to bring to my attention as well about Ray Rice.
Yes, you know? Yeah. Apparently Ray Rice is in the news again. For listeners who don't know, Ray Rice is NFL football player, running back for the Baltimore Ravens. And he's been in some trouble, obviously, because he has had some issues with domestic violence and is suspended for a few games. But apparently a new video has surfaced. This is kind of breaking news today.
Where did the video come from, do we think?
Apparently it was a surveillance video in an elevator. And apparently he is shown in the video punching his fiance, who is now his wife, but at the time was his fiance. And it just kind of brings up the question of what should be done about this. You know, obviously there's an issue there with domestic violence in athletes. So where do we go with that, you know?
All right, let's talk about it when we come back. 855-99-37569. We have about a half hour to go here, so we have room for you. Do not come in the last 3 minutes. Behave better than that in front of Shane. I'm trying to impress him with what great listeners I have. Oh, you guys have already impressed me, and hopefully impressed him. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Eye.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Eye ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Yes, indeed. All right. We were talking about things that make you laugh, and this doesn't make you laugh at all. But as you know, one of the deals about the program is no matter what it is that we think we're talking about, when somebody has something urgent they want to talk about, and today the urgent thing was Shane. He said, can we talk about this a little bit? And Ray Rice has been suspended for 2 games for domestic violence. But there's a new video that was done in an elevator that TMZ apparently put up where, I mean, so first of all, this is a troubled relationship. And it looks like she slaps him, which is not okay. It's not okay for women to slap men anymore. But what we're talking about here is a significant difference in... and it's not even clear that she slapped him. It's just that there's some physicality certainly between the two of them, and it's not okay for her to do that either, admittedly. But then he decks her in the elevator, and she's unconscious. He drags her out of the elevator. He's basically doesn't and drags her out face first. And it seems like his major concern is just letting the elevator door close. Pulls off her shoe, doesn't lean down to say if she's okay. She's basically her underwear is exposed. I mean, this and but you know what? The woman married him. That whole issue. And one of I'm on the mayor's commission against domestic violence. And as I said to Shane, the only trouble I've really ever gotten to on the air was having to do with domestic violence of a woman who called up and asked for my help, and then called up and reported back that he'd actually physically assaulted her. And I said, you have to get out, except I used an unfortunate term. And which, you know, look, I'm a pro. I've been doing this since Godzog was a puppy. And I shouldn't have done it. And we got not only did we get no letters of complaint from listeners, but a huge amount of support. I went on the air immediately after it. I mean, I took a break and then we went back and I apologized because I should not have done it. That there are certain words that one does not say on the air. And it's not that we don't know the words. It's not that you folks haven't used them. It's not that you may even assume that I use them off the air. But the point is that that's part of my job of trying to communicate without offense or without, that I have a bully pulpit, right? And I don't want you to feel that you can't trust what I say or that I'm going to do something that, I mean, I think I'm certainly entitled to my opinion, as are you, but I need to express it in a manner that's respectful of your sensibilities, as you are respectful of mine. And I almost never have to bleep anybody who calls because you guys are just as respectful of me and my sensibilities in the audience as I am of you. So I owe the audience an apology and made it. So this is something that I feel strongly about. But he was suspended for two games. And this was before this video came out. And I think the Shane's question is, if the NFL can threaten to take away a team from an owner for saying something vaguely racist, and there's no... in a private conversation, don't they have more of an obligation to at least set a standard that said, this is criminal behavior?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And by not saying anything, do they not create an atmosphere that says, boys will be boys, these guys are big and they don't know their own strength, and gee, women can be really irritating. Are they not sending a message? And that wasn't seem to me the whole point of the Donald Sterling thing of sending a message that, you know, that we're a racist organization. Well, hell, if you can send a message, if you can take away somebody's team for sending a message, which I agree was racist, I have some issues about the fact that it was a private conversation, but nevertheless, where's the obligation about something, about a player who's beaten the daylights out of somebody? And, I mean, He literally could have killed her. And is there not some message that should be sent? And as we know, that football players in this society are viewed as sports figures in general, as heroes. And this has been one of those issues that's been part of the NFL for as long as probably the NFL's been around, including OJ. And long before OJ's trial, I lived in San Francisco when OJ was there, and it was a very well-known sort of admitted to secret that he was violent toward women. So, but it was tolerated. He was a superstar. You know, he had all these commercials and obviously the violence doesn't de-escalate. And doesn't the NFL have some responsibilities? And if they can say Donald Sterling should have to sell his team because he said something that reflects badly on the league, what about this dude knocking mm-hmm. his girlfriend unconscious and dragging her out of an elevator?
Well, and I even saw apparently the Ravens made a tweet after this stuff first started coming out saying, quote, Jhené Rice says she deeply regrets the role that she played the night of the incident. You know, I mean,
what? Yeah,
isn't that ridiculous? I
mean, yeah, let's blame the victim.
Yeah, right. You know,
now look, and as I said, I think she is not completely blameless in this, and her hitting him isn't okay either, and she probably needs to be in anger management or therapy and you know, saying, how could you marry some guy who beat you unconscious in an elevator?
Right.
That's her issue. And if I were her therapist, I would be dealing with her about that and hopefully not dropping the nasty word, but trying to make the comment of, what are you doing here? But the point being, why is, and somehow the NFL deciding that they're going to tweet her saying, gee, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and
what,
of course,
what
this
is
was
that
when,
about?
When it first, when the story first broke, before this particular video came out. But yeah, I mean, just it's kind of this, you know, turn it around on the victim so not to hurt our hero here, you know, and
our franchise.
Yeah, our franchise, right?
Yeah,
it's pretty sickening, really.
Well, he's previously said that Rice entered a pretrial intervention program in May. Under the program, he won't be prosecuted, and the charges will be expunged after 1 year. Whew. Let me tell you, somebody else who wasn't playing for the NFL, let me tell you, that is not what would happen.
Yep.
He said his actions were inexcusable, and he and his wife were in counseling. My job is to lead my family. My job is to lead my wife. My job is to lead in whatever I do. And if I'm not being the example, then my family crumbles. Does that sound like an apology to you?
Not me, I guess. What do you think?
I think that it may be time to send, you know, that somehow the NFL, I have said before, with respect to other issues, that I don't think football as it's now played will be played in this country in 15 years. It's just too violent.
Yeah.
And what I said, and my basis for saying that was on the basis of the head injuries, the brain injuries. It just that even and not only in professional, but in college and in high school, it's just
right.
There's too much danger. The guys are too big. It's too fast. The ground is too unforgiving. And is it worth really jarring somebody's brain? Every time your head hits the back, your brain hits the back of your skull. It's called counter-coup. You're killing brain cells. And is it really worth it? Is there not another game that we can play? And saying, well, we're making the helmets better. No, you know, it's not. But so we've got this one whole issue that's the violence of the game itself. But then we've got this subsidiary issue that's not all that subsidiary about the violence of the players outside of the game. And there, it's been one of those sort of not very well hidden secrets that it is. It's there. It's tolerated. It's tolerated on the high school level. It's tolerated on the college level, and it's tolerated on the professional level. And what does it mean to have a sport that says winning is important? We don't care what you do, and the fact that you may give somebody you may paralyze somebody permanently. And the fact is that same violence is being used off the air or off the game, out of the arena. I don't know. And again, the hypocrisy about the Donald Sterling and Ray Rice seems to me that the divide is huge. And there was another owner over the weekend who made offensive comments, and they're talking about him having to sell his shares. I don't know. I think there. So listen, did we put this up on Facebook?
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think should happen, and why?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. I just said, you know, what? How would you solve?
Okay,
the
great.
Problem, you know.
Yeah, great. And also, you can call. We don't have a huge amount of time today. Tomorrow, we're very likely going to look at the I-6. So, if any of you are already queued up in line to buy the I-6, I want to know why.
There's some serious hype there, isn't there?
I know. I'll tell you, I would not buy a new phone in its first days. But then I'm not, you know, I'm not a techno geek. Although I'm, as Shane can tell you, I'm kind of tech, you know, a little bit of a techno geek. For a girl, I'm a techno geek, I guess. That sounds racist or sexist or something. Anyway, I'm not technophobe, let's at least put it that way. All right, we come back, either talk with me about Ray Rice, or we'll do a little bit more about humor. You can call me. I've got about 10, 15 minutes, 855-99-375.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive,
right.
Painful office visits. Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face.
face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro, the most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely a great idea, 855-99-37569. Did I just say that? 375? Yeah, 69, I did right. All right, Jim, what happened to you? You were going to call and then we lost you. It may even have been me. I'm not terrifically good at this new system, but I don't think I dumped him off.
No, I don't think so. I think he dropped.
This would be good. This would, yes, we. I know, sometimes you guys get impatient about waiting. I get that. I'm an impatient waiter as well. All right, so let's do some. Let's end up today on a cheerful note with, and again, that I know people listen on the podcast and people go to the website. So we're always, people always feel like hopefully you guys don't, feel like you have to say, well, I'm listening to the podcast, and so if I'm, we don't do themes per se. We'll talk about stuff, but you're always welcome to talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about on the program. That's why I'm here. Licensed clinical psychologist, So there's never a need to apologize, and it's always the luck of the draw about which call you follow. So most of you who've been listening for a long time know that, but I know we get new stations and new listeners all the time, and that's the deal. I do the program live every day, noon to 3 Eastern. So you guys are all smart enough to be able to figure out what time that means in your time zone. You can also call the phone line, and it may, hopefully it'll be set up today, and you can leave a phone number, and Shane will call you back during the show if you want. So, but understand that you can call whenever you want, because I know people hear the program at all different times, and they listen to the podcast at all different times. And Shane, you'll be pleased that we have people who call from Japan and from Denmark. We have calls from Peru, from Korea.
Great.
Yeah, it's great. and they all are really good. And if they can do it, you can do it, about figuring out how to convert the whatever time you're in to 12 to 3 Eastern. And you can leave. There may be a time where in the near future you can actually leave your question, and we'll put it on the air. But for right now, what you can do is leave your number, and Shane will call you between 12 and 3 and put you on, so you don't have much of a wait. Because what we tend to do is we won't stack you up that way. Like, I think on Friday we had like 8 calls or something, and they all called exactly the same time. So we just called you back. We'd have one just about finished, and you'd be on the on-deck circle. Okay, so let's talk about more funny stuff.
I like funny stuff.
All right, so what do you got? You're supposed to be on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
You thought I was going to tell you a joke.
Well, that's the funny part. No,
that was okay. The funny part.
Oh, well, somebody kind of commented, before we left off on this last, I had mentioned, you know, Charlie Brown was something that
yeah.
You know, and Peanuts, comics, like that sort of thing. And I did notice one person in here does say, I laugh daily, she says, love the comic strip Pickles, which is one I guess I've never seen, but, you know,
what's
that's something
Pickles?
That, you know, just some, I know, I guess I used to like Calvin and Hobbes, too, when I was a kid.
Got it.
Lighten
yeah.
you up.
Well, and remember Dagwood?
Oh, yeah.
Still running and on the comics.
Beetle Bailey and
yeah,
yeah. All those good old ones, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really helpful if you do crossword puzzles to remember Prince Valiant.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if he's in comics anymore. The comics.
What was that from?
It was in the comic books in the newspaper, the same ones that did Beetle Bailey. And
okay.
The clue for the crossword puzzle, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, but I promise you, sooner or later, it'll show up in a crossword puzzle, is Valiant's son. His name was Arn, A-R-N.
Ah, there you go. Daily wisdom.
I told you. Yeah, exactly. If I knew anything about geography, I would be the queen of Trivial Pursuit. Absolutely.
Nice.
All right, so what else? You got more funnies?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to weigh through what people had said here. Somebody talking about maybe watching an episode of SNL from a few years back. Apparently,
yeah, I don't think there's ever much fun anymore. Do you?
I don't either. You know, I every time I watch that show, it has lost its luster for me.
It seems kind of tired.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, it just seems like it's kind of the same hashed formula.
Well, it seems like they're doing it for themselves. That it's kind of all an in-joke.
Yeah, I've noticed
that
too.
It was at the beginning. I mean, I think all of those guys got together and did things to amuse themselves, but they also had a broad enough sense of humor that it, you know, that Chevy Chase was funny and
Bill
and
Murray,
Gilda Radner, yeah. And then Eddie Murphy. I mean, some of the second generations were too. And now, I mean, I don't even know who it is anymore.
I have no idea either. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think a lot of them that have gone on to do movies are, you know, a little iffy. But,
yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you know what, Shane, we're sounding like, in the good old days, Saturday should have been around for Saturday when it was funny, and I walked to school through the snow. All right, what else we got? More funny?
Let's see. Well, just somebody talking about their daughter having, and this is something I can relate to, having trouble pronouncing certain words and just getting a kick out of things the kids say. I know... I'm a big Star Wars fan. That's the first year learning of that with me. And one of the characters on Star Wars...
Oh, my God.
Wars,
well, I'm sorry. I have to answer
yeah, yeah right. One of the characters on there is a character named Boba Fett. And I was having my son, you know, asking him, hey, can you say Boba Fett? And he'd say, Bubble Fat. So we were having
that's
a good laugh
good.
About that. You know, it's just things like that, I guess, are...
Well, my daughter, at one point, when her father had broken his ankle... And so she talked about him being on crunches.
Oh, yeah, crunches.
Absolutely on crunches.
My youngest daughter always used to say vegetables for vegetables, too. So, yeah.
And that she, in the winter, she would have to wear her gloves. And I think gloves sound much more appropriate. I mean,
yeah,
they give, that's halfway
better,
between a glove and a mitten, right? A glove.
Yeah, there you go. That's,
yeah, it makes
that's
much
perfect.
More sense. Yeah, I agree.
So, let's see.
Somebody was telling me that their favorite thing was America's Home Videos.
Oh, really?
Funniest videos.
Sure.
See, I think most of those are just seriously mean. I kind of do, too.
Yeah, and it seems like it gets back to that, what we were saying with somebody just getting hurt and then laughing at their misfortune, you know?
I agree.
So many of them are like that. You know, occasionally you get the cute baby or something like that.
Well, but the cute baby quite often is getting smacked or falling or something.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your wife would like those.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Especially if it's you as a baby. You
know. Yeah, that's right. She's equal opportunity, though. She doesn't matter if it's me or my kids or her parents or what. She's pretty ruthless.
Well, I'm sort of particularly sensitive to that because I'm kind of a klutz. You know.
Me too. Yeah.
I actually. I'm not sure I should tell you. Well, I'll go ahead and tell you this. All right, so I was on vacation for a couple of days, and I was at the beach, and when you come up from the beach, you've got sand all over you, so you spray yourself. And usually I hold my flip-flops in my hand, and I spray myself, and I put my flip-flops on. And for some reason, maybe the sand was particularly hot, and I decided to wash my feet with my... with my flip-flops on. So my feet were wet.
Sure,
the flip-flops were wet.
All the time, yeah.
So, yeah, except that what I did was then I went down to get something on a cement step, and the flip-flop just went out from underneath me.
Ouch.
I have a bruise the size of a grapefruit. It's just very impressive. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. 855-99-3756-9. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.